U.S. troops will be dispatched to the coastal waters off Liberia. The Bush administration made the announcement Friday following several weeks of speculation, also urging from the international community and pleas from Liberians. Liberia's civil war has left that nation in desperate circumstances. Today in Monrovia, a mortar round killed several refugees gathered in a church in the city center. American troops will play a limited peacekeeping role in support of a West African force led by Nigeria. Lauren Thompson is a military strategist at the Lexington Institute. He joins us here in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you see Americans doing to support this regional peacekeeping effort?
The Bush administration is going to do as little as possible. This is the sort of situation that American government hates to face. It's a small country of no great strategic or economic importance to the United States. Meanwhile, U.S. forces are stretched thin in other places that are quite important to us. And the question is, how little can we do while helping to resolve the situation so we don't appear to be indifferent to the suffering?
Reportedly, a three-ship carrier group will be going to Liberia. So what kind of commitment would that be?
What the Bush administration is dispatching to the waters off Liberia is a standard Marine force package called an amphibious-ready group. That's a helicopter carrier plus two smaller assault vessels. They carry a complement of 2,300 Marines plus over 1,000 sailors who operate the ships. They can do a great deal in a situation like this where the conflict is relatively low intensity and the forces on both sides are relatively unprofessional. However, the Bush administration would like to minimize the commitment of forces simply because it doesn't know once we're in how we're going to get our Marines out.
One of the unpredictable elements in this whole procedure has been Charles Taylor. He is the president of Liberia by coup. Do you think that the decision to send those ships to stand offshore, would that be enough to send him out of the country?
The United States is probably going to have to put some forces into central Monrovia, the capital. That's the concentration of Mr. Taylor's power. At that point, he will realize that he has no options but to leave, and we'll probably help him to go.
Just let me be clear on this. You do think that sending a group of ships to stand offshore with Marines on board and planes and weapons and whatnot, at some point, those Marines are going to land. They may not stay long, but they're going in.
Yes, once the Marines get there, they're going to be committed in some fashion. The reason why is simple. If they don't put some force on the ground, it's probable that Mr. Taylor and his adversaries are going to keep fighting. The nice thing about sending the sea services rather than our ground forces is that they're not actually in the country. They're offshore, and so you can limit the injection of military power. Nonetheless, we will be under tremendous pressure when we have all this capability only a few miles from Monrovia to actually put some of it on the ground to stop the killing.
The president's announcement does appear to have had some kind of an effect. The Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, the rebel group, said in a statement that frontline commanders had been instructed to cease firing because of the U.S. announcement.
Well, it's important to keep in mind that both sides in the Liberian conflict are quite weak. They're ill-disciplined, they're ill-equipped. In many cases, they're just children with guns. In a situation like that, the prospect of a foreign intervention, not just by America, but even by the Nigerians, leads both sides to posture, to try to set the right image so that when the foreign forces arrive, they will be well positioned to try to take advantage of that situation. So, of course, they're saying they want a ceasefire. They've said they wanted a ceasefire before. They never get to one. That's the reason why foreign forces are needed.
Mr. Thompson, thanks very much.
It was good to be here.
Lauren Thompson is Chief Operating Officer at the Lexington Institute, which is a nonpartisan think tank located just outside Washington. He is also an expert on military strategy.